starring Tony Martin. Tony Martin and Bourgeois, makers of Evening in Paris face powder, invite you to listen to a love song.
I'll see you.
Thank you, and hello, everyone. This is Tony. I'll see you in my dreams in New York, Martin.
Tony, welcome to New York. I'm your Manhattan announcer, Jim Amici.
Hi there, Jim. How's Brother Don? Has he invented any telephones lately?
I wouldn't know, Tony. Brother Don never calls me.
Brother Don? Never calls the kid. Don Amici, the movie inventor of the telephone, doesn't even phone his own brother? How come?
He can't get a phone.
You see, it's tough all over.
You know, Tony, someday I want to go to Hollywood and make the same kind of pictures my brother Don makes. In fact, I'm looking around for a story now. You got any bright ideas?
An idea for a story? That's very easy. Why don't you do The Life of Don Amici?
That's an idea, man. You're a great singer. On what number is that modern Wheel of Fortune stopping tonight, Tony?
Well, it's going to stop on a little number with a great big capital L. So with the help of Ray Block and the orchestra, let's all take a chance on love.
Here I go again, I hear those trumpets blow again, all aglow again, taking a chance on love. Here I slide again, about to take that ride again, starry-eyed again, taking a chance on love. Thought that cards were a frame-up I never would try. Now I'm taking the game up, and the ace of hearts is high.
Jim,
things are mending now. I see a rainbow blending now. We'll have our happy ending now, taking a chance on love.
Here I slip again, about to take that trip again.
In clover I lie, and Brother Rabbit, of course you better kiss your ever-loving foot goodbye, goodbye. So long, on the ball again, I'm riding for a fall again. I'm gonna give my all again, taking a chance, taking a chance on love.
Thank you, New Yorkers. You're very kind. In appreciation of your kindness, I've brought you all a little gift from Hollywood. Jim Amici, bring out my gift.
Ladies and gentlemen, her nibs, the lovely Georgia Gibbs. Well, Tony, some gift.
Yeah, isn't it, though?
Shall I unwrap it, Tony?
Jim, just look at it. Sing, Georgie.
Okay, fellas, here's a number I just recorded for Majestic Records, and it's brand new. I'd like to sing for the first time on the air a wonderful new tune by Saul Chaplin called Is It Worth It? Ray?
In love again, deep in the throes of it. Quite sure that
worth it. I wonder if falling in love ain't a blunder, the way that it snows you under. I wonder if it's worth it. I doubt it. You never know too much about it. They say you can't live without it. I doubt it. You never know if he's cheating. You can't sleep a wink at night. Your heart takes an awful beating. Don't tell me this is right. Is it worth it? Let's face it. As long as there's love, we will chase it. There's nothing that can replace it. It's worth it. You never know if he's cheating. You can't sleep a wink at night. Your heart takes an awful beating. Don't tell me this is right. Is it worth it? Let's face it. As long as there's love, we will chase it. There's nothing that can replace it. So when they come to call it, it's worth it.
Wonderful, Georgia. O-N-E, wonderful.
Oh, thank you, Tony.
Say, Georgia, incidentally, have you met Jim Amici? Georgia Gibbs, may I present Jim Amici?
Georgia, you're lovely, you're gorgeous, you're a beautiful singer, and furthermore, what are you doing after the show?
Gee, out west it takes a man 2 weeks to say all that.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have a little song.
Georgia, honey, we have a meat shortage in New York, but how about shrimp at Shores or salad at the Savoy?
I recorded this little thing for Mercury. It's really a fine song.
Do you know, I was sort of thinking about Tuna 21.
You know, the record's going right well, if I say so myself. Well,
Tuna, the 21, Stork at the Stork, Walrus at the Waldorf. You just name it, Georgia.
Yeah, 50 cents at your local music store.
Let's get out of here, honey. This heckler's liable to sing.
Worse yet, he might even sing that record.
That heckler will now sing Rumors Are Flying.
Rumors are flying that you've got me sighing, that I'm in a crazy kind of a daze, a lazy sort of a haze. When I go walking, I hear people talking. They say our affair is not just a passing phase. And they whisper about the flowers I keep sending you by the dozen. And they wonder about the hours that I spend with you. It keeps them buzzing. Rumors are flying, and I'm not denying that people are sure I'm falling in love with you. 'Cause for a change, darling, all the rumors are true. About the pretty flowers I keep sending you by the dozens. And they wonder about the hours that I spend with you. It keeps them buzzing. Rumors are flying, And I'm not denying that people are sure I'm falling in love with you. 'Cause for a change, darling, all the rumors are true.
Ah, thank you very much. And now rumors are flying that that gay young man about evening in Paris, Jim Amici, has something to say about evening in Paris.
Thank you, Tony. I feel as though I were really among old friends. You, Ray Block, evening in Paris face powder.
You're well acquainted with the beauty-making power of evening in Paris face powder, Jim?
Yes, I certainly am, Tony. And my acquaintance goes back to the days of B.H.
B.H.? What does B.H. mean?
Before Hollywood. I mean, back in the days when the Evening in Paris show was produced in New York, I was the one who talked of the wonderful qualities of Evening in Paris face powder. And you know why I'm so enthusiastic? It's because I know what Evening in Paris can do. I've seen how softly the fine, smooth texture touches the curve of a lovely cheek, how the rich, vibrant colors seem to bring a new light and sparkle and glow to a woman's face. Of course, Evening in Paris face powder is different. It's the American face powder that was dreamed up in Paris, created by a French blending process exclusive in this country with Bourjois. And it's the only face powder that carries the haunting, inimitable Evening in Paris perfume, the fragrance of romance. So, do you wonder that so many women are excited about this Paris-inspired beauty powder? Why, so many men are saying, to make a lovely lady even lovelier, Evening in Paris face powder.
Oh, Jim, Jim Amici.
Oh, obediently yours, Mr. Martin.
Jim, are you interested in our medley?
But, Natch, but of course, I love those medleys of yours, Tony. What's your first song of the three?
First one is called So Easy to Remember.
Is that all about the good old days, Tony?
Uh-huh, the good old days when you could walk in and say, hey, Butch, old boy, give me a 3-inch steak.
So easy to remember.
And so hard to digest.
The good old days when they ran ads in the paper.
Furnished apartment, $35.
Children and Cocker Spaniels, welcome.
Oh, so easy to remember.
And so hard to forget.
Your sweet expression, the smile you gave me, the way you looked when we met. It's easy to remember, but so
have your hand caress me, fingers press me tight. I'd rather dream than have that lonely feeling stealing through the night.
Each little moment is clear before me, and though it brings me regret,
two in the medley. What's this one, Tony?
Here's one we lifted right off of Broadway, Jim. It's called The Continental.